The podcast you are about to listen to contains at least one of the following: strong language, disturbing topics, abusive opinions, generally things that aren't appropriate for little kids or overly sensitive people. So if any of that stuff's going to get your nose out of joint, this is your chance to turn it off. Welcome to I Had to Say It, the podcast where I talk about things that I feel need talking about, and sometimes they're not getting the attention they deserve. And your feelings, they're not under consideration. All right, so for this episode, I'm going to try and avoid getting into too much political shit. Not that there's not a metric shit ton of material that's still being produced every day, but we'll just do the Cliff Notes version real quick. The gun grabbers are making another play. They passed a bill that is past the House, gone to the Senate, or vice versa. Anyway, point being, it's on to the second stage of trying to be approved, introducing more gun control measures, and the wording of it is extremely problematic. I've already made my stance on firearms and gun control perfectly clear, and basically they're not even trying to hide it anymore, because in the wording of the bill basically just says, oh, we can take your guns for whatever reason we want, whenever we want, and that's going to be our new laws. And if it gets passed, I really hope the Supreme Court decides to strike it down, because it's basically giving the entire country California's gun laws, and that's not okay, because they don't work. And let's see, what else to touch on real quick in the political field. Nancy Pelosi's shambling corpse self. I found out recently that there's actually a fun little guy on TikTok who tracks all of her financial moves as she does them, and then posts about them, because she has to disclose stuff. And she recently made a move selling off some Apple stock and some other stuff and buying, doubling down in NVIDIA stock. And that is coming right ahead of a bill being pushed through subsidizing microchips for different companies in the U.S., of which NVIDIA stands to take a huge stake out of it. So basically, the Speaker of the House is committing insider trading, which is illegal, on top of the fact that she's abusing her position to make all kinds of money, because the law they're going to pass is going to put a shit ton of taxpayer dollars into her pockets. And it's not like a small amount either. It's like she made like a $5 million buy-in to NVIDIA. So, yeah, pretty significant. Not getting any media coverage. The shambling corpse who, I don't know why she's so concerned about making all this extra money. Bitch, you can't take it with you. You're old as dirt and you're going to die. And yeah, that may be a little brash, but I hate that woman. And if you're new to the show, hey, guess what? Nancy Pelosi is a walking garbage and needs to die. Really, she should have aged out years ago. I don't know how she keeps getting elected, other than the fact that California voters are apparently fucking morons, you know, but whatever. It really doesn't surprise me. Look at Newsom. Look at their governor. I mean, that guy's a complete tool. As soon as Biden was out of the country, he's in there walking around the White House like he owns the fucking place. So, yeah. But like I said, the main thrust of this episode is not going to be political. That's just because talking about that shambling hag and simpering moron with delusions of grandeur coming out of California got me thinking about something. And it was a little bit introspective, a little bit of self-reflection. And I got to thinking about, a lot of people would say I'm not very nice to people. And they're right. I'm not a nice guy. I've never claimed to be a nice guy. There's a lot of people out there that might tell you I'm a nice guy, but I'm really not. I'm not a nice guy. I'm a good guy. I will do what's right. I will not go out of my way to cause anyone else any harm or to inconvenience people, even really, if I don't have to, but I'm not doing it to be nice. And the whole nice guy label, the definition kind of diverged from the original meaning, but at the same time, not that far. It kind of got co-opted by a lot of basement dwellers and incels who are like using it to complain about why women don't want to sleep with them and why they can't get a date and why they're just these horrible, miserable fucks that live in their parents' basement, thriving on Doritos and Mountain Dew and wearing fedoras that don't fit because their heads are all swollen from the sodium content of their nourishment of choice. And they don't understand because they promise these girls they're going to treat him so nice and they're going to treat him so good, and these girls would rather go out with some guy that's in shape and he's an asshole, and I'm a nice guy and they won't give me a chance because they're all bitches and sluts and whores. And it's like, you know, that gave the whole nice guy thing a really negative connotation in some ways. And it's not wrong, because I think the difference between being nice and being good is more about intent. It's about motivation. Somebody that's nice is going to try and spare your feelings at the expense of maybe the truth, maybe of what you need to hear, maybe of what's in your best interests. They're going to tell you what they think they want to hear. They're more worried about you being happy. They're more worried about your emotional state, about your feelings. And it's never done from an altruistic place. It's always done from a stance of, well, if I make them feel good about themselves, I make them feel good about things, they're going to feel good about me and they're going to like me and they're going to give me what I want. And the vast majority of the time, it doesn't work that way, fellas. You want to try and, you know, move up the ladder and maybe get out of the basement, get a date. First off, brush up your fucking hygiene. Take a shower. Wash your face. Wash that greasy mop on top of your fucking head. Clean your fingernails. Mouth-breathing sex is shit. Don't go online bitching about how some woman that's miles out of your fucking league because you haven't seen the sun in 6 months and you have a complexion reminiscent of a burnt pepperoni pizza because you don't take care of yourself. She's not a bitch for not wanting to be with you. Nobody wants to be with you. I'm sorry, nice guys. It's not that there's a problem with all the women of the world. The problem is with fucking you. And there's enough memes and jokes and punchlines and subreddits out there to prove my point. You're the fucking problem. You don't want to be lumped into that category anymore? Fucking do something about it. Stop complaining. Me, I don't try to be nice. I'm not worried about your feelings. I'm not worried about making sure everybody comes through just feeling good about the situation, feeling good about themselves, feeling good about the world. I'm a good guy. And that's, you know, that's a matter of perspective, I guess. It's a matter of opinion. I think I'm a good guy. A lot of people tell you I'm a good guy. I'm not going to go out of my way to hurt anybody that doesn't deserve it. On the other side of that, I'm not a nice guy. I'm not going to try and spare your feelings in the interest of getting what I want out of you. I'm going to tell you what I think is best. I'm going to do what I think is best. I'm not going to worry that, oh my God, saying this or doing this might get someone, make them sad. If that's what's for the best, if that's what needs doing, that's what I'm going to fucking do. So yeah, I'm not a nice guy. I don't try and own that title. I haven't. I mean, maybe at some point when I was young and stupid and confused about the world, maybe I tried to be a nice guy because I didn't understand the difference. And I'm sure in a lot of cases, that's exactly what it is. Because there's so much confusion about this amongst certain people who are, you know, fucking up the whole nice guy thing for the world. Because I'm sure there are genuinely nice people in the world. There's not a lot of them, and they tend to get fucked over and taken advantage of pretty badly because the vast majority of people are kind of shit. And, yeah, so the genuinely nice people, they're few and far between, and they get screwed over a lot unless they happen to find somebody who may not be very nice but is actually a good person and is going to kind of shield them from the bullshit. And maybe that's a little bit jaded. Maybe it's a little bit cynical. Maybe it's even a little bit negative. But again, I'm not trying to spare anybody's feelings. I'm not here to say things that I think you want to hear. I'm here to say what I got to say. And that's one of the problems that we're facing, not just here in the United States. I mean, it's much more exasperated here than a lot of the rest of the world, because a lot of the rest of the world has real fucking problems. People in the United States are so just coddled and soft, and they don't have to worry. I mean, there's always exceptions to the rule, you know, there are no absolutes. But by and wide here, even the worst off of us live better off than a lot of the rest of the world. And it's created this, like, surplus time, surplus energy, that instead of being focused on things like survival, it's more focused on, oh, well, we need to feel the certain way, we need to do this, we need to do that. And reality just takes a fucking holiday. And I think it shows in a lot of ways that people are worried about nice. They're worried about, oh, we have to spare everybody's feelings. No, the fuck you don't. I mean, you don't need to worry about everybody feeling good and being happy in order to do the right thing. The right thing is not going to necessarily make everybody happy, as often as not, because most people don't actually know what's in their own fucking best interest. And things just keep getting ridiculously more out of kilter. The reality of the matter is, and I hate to bring it back to, again, to the United States, but that's where I'm living. That's where the shit that impacts me is. And more importantly, that's where you see the most ridiculous examples of things going out of kilter. You want a primary example of things that people are worried about being accepted and recognized for how unique and special they are. Not because they're worried about what's right or what's fair or what's true even, but they're worried about, well, you're not being nice to me. You're not making me feel good. You're not making me happy with who I am or what I am or blah, blah, blah. Because people expect that from other people. They don't like themselves. They aren't happy with themselves. They're not nice people either, because they want this validation and this bullshit from other people because they can't give it to themselves for whatever reason, whatever baggage they're hauling around that makes them incapable of accepting themselves or being happy with themselves without constant outside and external acceptance and validation and preferential treatment and being told they're special and so much more worthy than just, you know, your average person, because their uniqueness makes them somehow better than everybody else because they don't have that solid core. They don't have any belief in themselves. They don't have good. And I'm not saying it in like any kind of, you know, scriptural or biblical or moral terms, but there's no core to that. It's all superficial feelings and bullshit because they don't understand the value of the other. They don't understand nice doesn't get shit done. Nice doesn't accomplish things. Nice doesn't create progress. Nice spares your feelings at the expense of the shit that needs to be getting done. Now, that's not to say there aren't good people in the world. There aren't generous people in the world. There are very good people in this world. There are people in this world that try to put out nothing but positivity. There are people out there in this world that try to do good, do kindness for other people. However, I don't like using the term nice for those people. And again, partly it's because, you know, all the incels that co-opted nice guy and blah, 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 blah. And I am of the age where, yeah, the nice guy meme is a thing and it is real. But I also think, like I said, I think part of the problem with nice is lies in the motivation. I think there's a lot of good people in the world. I think there's a lot of generous people in this world. I have been a beneficiary of some extreme generosity recently. And do I think that I want to apply that, like, oh, that was really nice of him? No, I don't. And I can't bring myself to say, oh, that was a really nice thing. It was an insanely generous thing. It was a very kind thing. It was not done with any sort of ulterior motive, which I think removes it from the nice category. So realistically, I think that actually applies as much, if not more, than a lot of other things, is the motivation behind the action. The nice person is motivated by how you're going to perceive their actions, how it's going to make you judge them, how your feelings are going to directly result in your opinion of them being bettered, or the likelihood of you wanting to do something for them being increased. Whereas a good person does something because it's going to reap the greatest benefits for the most people. A good person will do something because it's going to better the situation for more people. It may damage somebody's feelings. It may not be what somebody necessarily wants, but that's not what it's about, because the good person isn't really concerned with other people's perception of them. A good person has enough of a individual core, whether you want to call it moral fiber or just personal character, where their self-worth, their value, and the reasoning behind their action is not contingent on other people's perception. They're doing it because it lines up with their personal core values. It lines up with their personal identity, their self-definition. They do it because they aren't worried about somebody else looking at it and going, wow, that was really nice of you. That is so fantastic. They're doing it because they know it's going to make them feel a certain way. They know it's going to yield a certain result. It's going to have a certain impact. And they don't need that external validation. They're not looking to be the nice person. They're being good. They're being generous. They're being kind. They're being giving. They're being caring. There's so many other better descriptors than nice. And the people that live their lives according to those precepts and those concepts and those values, those are the ones that move the bar. Those are the ones that raise everything up. Because it's being done more from an altruistic place, more from a solid place. Because, I mean, I hate to say it because it sounds kind of cheesy and hokey. It sounds like a bad freaking moral to a movie that people are lacking this core, this, you know, the self-confidence, the self-belief. And as you develop that, you do get more confident. People will start to react to you differently. People will start to acknowledge that perception you have of yourself. And if you're not, it's a fine line. It's real easy to roll over into arrogance. I'll be the first one to admit I can be extremely arrogant sometimes. And it's not that I think I'm necessarily the greatest person at anything in the world. I mean, I think I'm a hell of a lot better than a lot of people. And there's a certain degree of confidence that comes with that. And yes, it can come off as arrogant to people whose entire self-identity is just a reflection of how other people perceive them. The ones that are worried about being seen as nice, the ones that are really hung up on what other people are going to think and say and how they're going to react and how they're going to talk about you to other people. So they're really, really focused on external. It's nice comes from a place kind of selfishness, really, because it's all focused on guiding and changing other people's perceptions of you instead of doing something for your own reasons and with your own core values. And when you stop trying to live your life based off of this reflection from other people, when you start living it reflecting your own values, your own core beliefs, not running around waving media talking points because they're going to be acknowledged as what is right at the moment, and this is going to be, oh, well, yeah, he's a nice guy because he backs X, Y, and Z, and he believes this and that. That makes him a nice person. He does so much stuff for me, because that's the other side of it. Anybody that is like, oh, yeah, no, they're really nice. They did this. It's always in context of they did something for me. They did this for so-and-so. It's, oh, they did X, Y, and Z for this person. And the motivation behind it, again, that's the key. They're doing it because they know you're going to talk about it. They're doing it because they want to be perceived a certain way. I know some extremely generous people. I know some very selfless people. I have a couple family members that are genuinely good people at the core. They are giving and selfless and way better human beings than I am because they actually go out of their way to help people. I have some family members that have, you know, fostered and adopted and taken in people from utter shit situations. Instead of just talking about it and like donating money and taking a picture of themselves giving a homeless person $5, went out and actively did what they could do within the capacity of their well-being and their lives to literally make other people's lives better. They're not doing it for the attention. They're not doing it for, you know, some sort of accolades from anybody else. They're doing it because it made them feel good, because it comes from a place of these are our values and we want to live them. And they don't come off as pompous. They don't come off as asinine. They don't come off as anything other than people look at them and go, wow, that is an amazingly generous family. That is a really kind bunch of people. These are exceptional individuals. They are so giving and caring and loving. And nice never comes up in the fucking description, because nice is superficial and petty and selfish. And we need less people striving to be nice in this world. We need more people trying to be good. Good gets shit done. Good changes the world. Not dancing around doing shit for attention and likes and thumbs up clicks or whatever stupid goddamn things people prioritize these things by. Nothing that can be shattered by a single rejection or somebody not agreeing with it or somebody saying something contrary to it is really meritorious. It's not, then you're not good. Then you're trying to be nice. You're trying to go for this superficial, shallow shit that doesn't really carry any weight or meaning or impact, but it looks good. It's readily perceived and easily accoladed. So people have made this mistake of thinking it's somehow more valuable. People have gotten so hollow, so just unstable and unbalanced that they just don't understand any other way to be. It's this requirement of external validation, this requirement that people have to be nice to me. It doesn't really say nearly as much about other people as it does about you. And it's not the same as, like, say, when you have a little kid that comes over and says, oh, you know, Susie's not being nice to me or whatever. And I think part of the problem, though, is also when, you know, we as parents and the generations that allowed this shit to get to the stage it's at, we started worrying about forcing niceness instead of teaching goodness. And, you know, there's all kinds of underlying shit there. You could look at, you know, now, disingenuous niceness and all this, there's all sorts of implications that people smarter than me and more qualified than me have probably talked to death already. But in terms of putting things into, you know, just everyday guy English, it's really hard to, when all the attention and all the focus is put on this external shit and worrying about how other people are treating individuals instead of worrying about building quality individuals as we raise kids and as we try and get things ready for the future. You know, teaching kids to be nice to each other has kind of superseded teaching people to be good, because if you're actually being a good person, you don't really have to worry about being nice so much, because the end results of your actions are going to show a lot more tellingly than just being superficially like, oh, hey, yeah, great, here, I spared your feelings. I didn't use mean words, and I didn't say things that, you know, put you in an uncomfortable situation. I didn't have you looking at uncomfortable truths, and I didn't make you sit down and question whether or not you might be being an utter dipshit. And somehow that became the norm, and it's created this massive ripple effect where, you know, being nice and expecting everyone to be nice to each other has just fostered these massive divisions around the world between people. And unfortunately, the people who have got this mentality of, well, everyone has to be nice to me and everyone has to validate me and everyone has to tell everything is okay, when you put them on a global scale and they're out there dealing with people that are dealing with real shit and real life problems and, you know, choices that can lead to life or death, choices that can lead to survival or failure, people in situations where they don't know where their next meal is coming from, people that don't know if their houses are going to get blown up in the night. And granted, that could happen just about anywhere, but I mean, people that are in actual literal war zones, people that are having their lives uprooted and destroyed, people that legitimately have to go out and struggle just to figure out where the next meal is coming from. They don't give a shit how many nice words you use if your actions are lacking. They're not going to tell you how fucking great you are because you said something that you think is going to make them feel better. But if you're a good person, and maybe you're a little gruff, maybe you're a little mean, but you can still be caring and giving and generous without being nice. You can still be good. Some of the best people I know, in terms of being people, in terms of being genuine human beings with good hearts and generous actions and willing to go there for kindness, kind of people that are going to, you know, help an injured puppy or just be decent human beings, they're not always very nice. They're reliable. They're trustworthy. Some of the most trustworthy people I know, nobody in their right mind would call them nice. They're a bunch of belligerent assholes. But you know what? They're my belligerent assholes. They got good cores. They have good hearts. Are they nice? Fuck no. They're some of the meanest people I know. They will talk shit about you and six people you care about just because it's funny. But at the end of the day, they're not like going to let you go hungry. They're not going to hurt you. They're not going to let you get thrown out of your house. They're not going to let you go starving. I mean, some of the most obnoxious individuals I know are also some of the most generous. They just don't do it for accolades. They don't do it for the attention. They don't do it so the world will look at them and go, hey, you're amazing. They do it because in their core they know it's right, and they like the way it makes them feel to do for others, to be generous, to be kind, to be decent, not to be nice. I mean, you know, I know people that are so just ridiculously like, look at me, look at how great I am. Some of the most disingenuous people I know. You want a good example? Take a look at the vast majority of these celebrities who try and make a big scene about whatever cause they're getting behind. Now, there's people that raise awareness for causes, and they do it in a way that is effective. They use their platform well. They do things to draw attention to issues, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, particularly in a world where the media decides what you're going to find out and what you're being fed. Having a big name behind something can be good. But don't confuse somebody doing something good with necessarily them being a good person. If they're doing it for the accolades, they're doing it for the attention, they're doing it so they can say, look, this means so much to me, you should be involved in it. They're not coming from a place of necessarily being good. They're coming from a place of, hey, look at me. Those are the ones you got to watch. They're nice, but they're not good. And sometimes good happens because of a nice person. It's not like it doesn't. I'm not trying to say the world is completely one-sided and everybody that's nice is also fake, because that's not true. Like I said, there are some genuinely nice people in the world. I do know a few of them. Not very many. They're few and far between. People that are honestly just generously nice to people. They want everyone to feel good all the time. And usually those people are actually kind of, they're nice, but they're unhappy and they're miserable because they know they can't make everybody else happy, and it genuinely, it causes them pain. It pains them. They're nice, but they're also good, and they have that core because that's where they come from. They're not doing things for other people just with the intent of, look at me being so good to these other people. They do it because they're actually good people that are worried about your feelings. They do exist. I know I'm kind of talking in circles and kind of arguing with myself at this point, but I don't see it as a complete, it has to be one way or the other. Like I said, there's no absolutes in this world. But the way I see it is, like I said, genuinely nice people that are also good people, they're freaking unicorns. They're out there, but they're so few and far between. And as often as not, they're fucking miserable because that niceness, that desire to please everybody and to make everybody happy and everyone to feel good about themselves, that shit is taxing if you really mean it. If you're not doing it from a place of, everyone, look at how nice I am. Everyone's going to like how I make them feel, and then they will like me in return. If you're doing it because you genuinely want people to feel good about themselves, you genuinely want people to be happy and be content and be in a good place, that shit is exhausting. Like, I'm thinking of one particular person, individual here, someone very near and dear to me who I care about deeply, who one of the worst things this person ever did was wish I was there when they were having a problem with somebody. I was told, I wish you would have been there so you could deal with this woman for me. And it kind of broke my fucking heart, because that was honestly probably the meanest thing this individual has ever said. And the thing is, another person who is cut from that same cloth, a very giving and generous and loving person, and I may be a little biased, but my own mother is one of those people. She's genuinely good. She genuinely wants people to be happy. She genuinely wants people to be content and to feel good and to be happy. Not just people she knows directly, but everybody. She goes out there and she's a little naive. She's one of those people that, you know, when the crackhead comes up to her and says, "I haven't had anything to eat in 3 days," she gives him a sandwich because she believes she's actually hungry. And so she's a little naive on top of that. And that's my mother. And God bless her. And she's another one of those people because I've seen the toll it takes on her. And it's the same as this other individual I'm talking about who I met later in life. And I was just like, "Oh my God, you remind me of my fucking mom." And it was, I've seen how that happens to my mom and I've seen how it wears on her. I've heard her wish that her sons were with her when certain things have happened. And her wishing my brother on somebody is honestly the meanest thing I've ever heard come out of this woman's mouth because, my brother is a good guy, but he's a savage and that's all there is to it. It's her wishing that he was there to deal with somebody that was treating her shoddily was probably the closest thing I've ever heard to her just saying she wished something bad would happen to somebody. And, there are people out there like that. And sometimes they get lucky. They get a good person that's going to be their shield, that's going to be their rock, that's going to be there for them to decompress on. But there's a reason there's not very many of those out there. There's a reason they're unicorns. It's because, like I said, it's exhausting. It takes more moral fiber than I have. I can't be nice to everybody. I lack the capacity. I can be good to everybody. I can be decent to everyone. I can be generous when I have the resources. I will go out of my way to help somebody. If I have helped more people than I probably should have. I have done so at the expense of my own well-being more than once. Not that I'm trying to sit here and sing about how freaking great I am, because like I said, I'm really not. I'm not a nice guy. I am, you know, emotionally constipated and probably morally gray, to say the least. I mean, I'm a pragmatist, and there are certain people that, I've said on multiple occasions, you know, wood chippers don't forgive, and you can always fit one more. But it's not that I'm trying to be a bad guy. It's not that I'm trying to be cruel. I'm just practical, you know? Dead pedos don't reoffend. It's logical. Is it nice? No, not at all. Is it practical? I think so. Is it good? I like to think saving children from repeat offenders is a wonderful thing. So, yeah, I'm not a nice guy. I don't feel the need to be. I have no compunction about that because I am confident in my core and in my beliefs and my morals and my stances and in my thoughts. I have enough of that belief in where I stand where I don't need to be validated by an outside source. And if that's one thing I can kind of ask you to take away from this today is just, you know, maybe a little belief in yourself. We can all be good. We can all be better. If more of us tried to be good instead of trying to be nice, we'd probably be making a lot more progress. We'd probably find a lot more common ground. We probably wouldn't be fighting with each other over petty little shit. We wouldn't be bickering with each other over things that ultimately don't matter. Because we stop worrying about everybody being nice to us and we just start worrying about being good to each other. It's really not a super complicated concept in concept and execution. Yeah, it's hard because you get people with agendas and people that want to push their narrative, and for whatever reason people want to be controlled. People want to be told that they're right by being the people that are telling them what to do, because responsibility's scary and responsibility bad. And if you're going to own what you do, you have to take responsibility for the consequences of your actions. And we've gotten away from that being normal, and now everybody wants to say it's not their fault. They're victims, and this victim mentality that goes along with being surrounded by nice guys. Oh my God, everybody's got to be nice to me, because if not, that's not fair to me, and I'm the victim. I'm neglected. I'm being discriminated against because I'm not being told I'm special. They're not being nice to me. Well, you know, that's really not discriminatory if you're not nice to anybody. You know, treating people fairly, treating people decently doesn't necessarily require being nice. It requires being fair. The two are not intertwined. The two are not co-requisite to each other. They're two different fucking things. You want to be nice to somebody while being fair to them and treating them decently? That's great. That's on you. That's more than I'm willing to do for most people these days, because most people are selfish and they will not reciprocate. They will just feel entitled to that treatment. And I don't have the patience for that these days. So, yeah, you know, be good, be better. And for now, that's what I had to say. Thanks for listening to another episode, guys. If you liked what you heard, leave a comment, leave a review, leave a rating. Go to ihadtosayitpodcast.com, sign up for the mailing list, interact with the show. Click the links, sign up for the Patreon, join the Discord. Come and interact, be a part of the show. Buy the merch, support your favorite creator, or support me. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Till next time.